Neither Melissa Auchle nor Barbara Worthy expected to be stepping onto the Sheraton Fallsview stage Thursday afternoon to accept Women in Business Awards. But that's exactly what happened when Worthy was announced as this year's recipient of the Cultural Arts Award and Auchle was named the winner of both the Entrepreneurship and the Excellence in Hospitality and Tourism Awards at the annual event hosted by the Greater Niagara Chamber of Commerce's Women in Niagara Council. "I didn't even have any kind of speech ready because I was sure I wouldn't win it," Worthy told the local. "There were so many powerhouse women in that audience, of more than 500, and in my category. I was stunned." The Niagara-on-the-Lake Museum's community engagement coordinator took to the podium and immediately spoke of the importance of arts and culture, such an economic driver to this incredible region we live in. She thanked her fellow museum staff members, including Sarah Kaufman, who has been an award winner herself, taking home the NOTL Chamber of Commerce's Community Leadership Award in March. "We are a staff of four very strong women producing a very mighty museum," Worthy said during her speech. "The stories we tell there are emblematic of what we do in the arts across the region. Our stories, history and futures are all wrapped up together, and the arts bring everyone here to the region." Worthy has worked with just about every arts group here in town, she said Friday. As an independent producer, she was involved in the film Flames of War, an 1812 experience that toured across Canada. She has taught drama, English and art at Brock University and Niagara College, taught performance to Young Music Niagara students, and has acted, written and produced at the Shaw Festival. "It's so great that they, Wynn Council, recognize the arts along with all the business people at these awards," said Worthy. "I felt that everybody in that room supported everyone who was there, everyone who was nominated. I feel like I now belong to this amazing club of powerful women, each with something to offer, their journeys, knowledge and experience." As for Auchle, MC Stephanie Vivier of CKTBAM told the crowd that the co-owner with her husband Rob of the Niagara Stone Road business Niob Lavender became the first woman to win two WIBAs in the same year. "It was an amazing feeling," Auchle said when speaking to the local. "It was definitely a proud moment for me, my family and my team. I wasn't expecting to be called the first time, and to be called up a second time I was just blown away." Both of her speeches referenced NEOB's recent, big year. After 13 years they moved their operation down the road to the corner of Concession 7 Road. "We moved it all in 1 month," she explained. "We went from 2 acres to 12 acres. To be able to create more products with all the extra space is so inspiring." Though she insists the move wasn't challenging, she leaves out the fact that their production facility had to be transported from the old site's barn to a warehouse on York Road. A Queen Street storefront was rented as the new location didn't have enough space. And through it all, she was dividing her time between the three locations in NOTL and Niob stores in Stratford, Allura and Bracebridge. A true entrepreneur, Auchle started selling flowers across Canada right after she finished high school in Beamsville. She sourced her products from South America and shipped them to stores that didn't normally sell flowers. In a few years, she and Rob started growing flowers themselves to supplement their offerings. "And then we filled a greenhouse with lavender," the Virgil resident laughed. "We didn't really know what to do with it, so we read up on it, learned all about its properties and developed it into essential oils from there. Today, Niob is much more than essential oils. The product line includes creams, cleansers, mists and soaps, as well as bath, hair and culinary products. And the farm itself is a destination for tourists looking for a unique experience and impressive Instagram backdrops. Hence her Hospitality and Tourism Award. We go to great lengths to serve our customers," said Auchle. "We're all about customer service. We offer samples and we go above and beyond to allow people to experience the farm, too. We have an amazing staff. Every one of them projects a wonderful attitude toward everyone who walks through our door, and Niob continues to grow. Finishing touches are being put on a new retail shop on the farm and another new structure will house a production facility." Like Worthy, Auchle was amazed by Thursday's gathering of impressive women, who have strived to do their best to create something, sometimes from nothing, and to keep working hard, dedicating their time and energy to it. It's refreshing to know that there are others like us out there, she added. We don't do it for these awards. We do it for our family. Hers also includes 8-year-old Logan and Zoe, 11, who was at the WIBAs with her, and for our staff. It was a pretty awesome feeling. Melissa Ockel of Neob Lavender was thrilled to have her 11-year-old daughter Zoe with her at the Women in Business Awards 2024 Niagara Women in Business Award Winners, Cultural Arts Award, Barbara Worthy, NOTL Museum Entrepreneurship Award, Melissa Ockel, Neob Lavender Excellence in Hospitality and Tourism Award, Melissa Ockel, Neob Lavender Excellence in Environmental Leadership Award, Bobby Armstrong, Uptake Alliance Community Impact Award, Bonnie Watts, Niagara Community Legal Clinic Young Professional Award, Brittany Davey, Anchor Rehabilitation Support Services Emerging Business Award, Harley Barf Connect Zuber, Iron and Oak Railroad Services Healthcare Hero Award, Leah Jeffery, Bethesda Niagara Equity Entrepreneur Award, Lillian Lumumbaugh, Divine Favor Healthcare Staffing Excellence in the Public Sector Award, Lena Deculis, City of Welland Excellence in the Not-for-Profit Sector Award, Lori Gill, ATTCH Niagara Corporate Leadership Award, Marianne Wilson, CAA Niagara Science, Technology, Engineering and Math Award, Natalie Jarena Romero, General Motors Excellence in Trades Award, Sabrina Frischette, Board Boss Drywall Bestowed Awards, Lifetime Achievement Award, Michelle O'Keefe, Niagara College Ruth Unrau Legacy Award, Stephanie Thompson, STEM by Steph.